sports on this Wednesday. Hopefully it's off to a wonderful start. I'm Evan Farbach from the Osage Casino Studios in downtown Bartlesville. Eat, play, and enjoy at the Osage Casinos. The Oklahoma Wesleyan men's basketball team going to compete amongst the top 32 clubs in the country in the NAIA National Tournament today. Eagles open up that event at noon at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wesleyan, the number 4 seed in the Liston bracket. The Eagles will take on 5th seeded Spring Arbor, Michigan in round number 1. Oklahoma Wesleyan went 25-8 in the regular season, won the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference Tournament Championship. Head coach Donnie Bostwick says, despite his team being young, they've got excellent chemistry.
Our strength this year, probably more than anything, is we have a really good team. We like each other and play together. And, you know, about one or two guys have to show up. Somebody shows up every night. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun to watch different players every night step up.
Spring Arbor, last year's defending national champions, Cougars average about 50% shooting from the field. They've got a couple guys that average more than 17 points per game. Bostwick talks about the Eagles' opening opponent today, Spring Arbor, Michigan.
Late in games, are hard to beat. Late in the shot clock, they don't get panicky or nervous. They just make plays. You got to fight them and compete with them 24/7 because, you know, 40 minutes worth of tough basketball is hard to win. And, you know, those are my kind of teams, and I think we're similar in nature to that.
First round game at noon for the Eagles up in South Dakota today. We'll carry that contest on the radio, Sports Talk, 1500 AM, 99.1 FM, KPGM, also BartlesvilleRadio.com, the Bartlesville Radio app. Click on the KPGM link. Congrats to Bartlesville High Girls Soccer. Lady Bruins off to a 5-0 start to begin 2020. BHS beat Bentonville, Arkansas on penalty kicks last night. They were tied 1-1 after regular time. The match went 10 girls deep in PKs before Bartlesville got the win. Head coach Aaron Kuntz says the great start is thanks to his veteran players.
Yeah, it has been a good start for us, and a lot of that comes from our senior leadership this year. We have 10 seniors with us on the team this year, and I think their experience has really kind of helped start the season for us.
Both the Bartlesville boys and girls soccer teams will be at home against East Central tomorrow. Former Nowata offensive coordinator Matt Mims has been named the new head football coach at Baxter Springs High School up in Kansas. That move announced on social media yesterday. Bartlesville High Baseball lost to Broken Arrow yesterday evening, 11-0. And Oklahoma State going to open up play in the Big 12 men's basketball tournament tonight at 6 o'clock tip-off against Iowa State. We'll carry the Pokes and Cyclones on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. That's a check of sports on the air, on the web, and on our free downloadable Bartlesville Radio app.